Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 15th day in the month of November 2025. It's a brand new day and the Lord is in our midst. The Lord is still doing good. The Lord is still doing wonders. He's still doing miracles. The miracles are sleeping, waking, eating, walking, breathing. Lord, we want to say thank you for all the miracles you daily give us. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, I'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, dealing with witches and wizards. Dealing with witches and wizards. Our aim for today is aim 1. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Acts chapter 10 to chapter 11. And our memory verse is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11, which says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. For we are not ignorant of the devices. 2 Corinthians 2 verse 11, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Our Bible reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 5 from verse 12 to 14. Hebrews chapter 5 from verse 12 to 14. From verse 12 it reads, in fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic is dealing with witches and wizards. Our manual today reads, over the past 2 days, I have established that you need the gift of discerning of spirits to determine the kind of spirits controlling the people around you. This is very important because for you to be able to deal with witches or wizards, you must first be able to identify them. Once you recognize witches or wizards around you, your first reaction shouldn't be to confront them or send them away. The popular saying, where I come from, goes, once God has shown you your enemy, that enemy can no longer kill you. Once you discover witches or wizards, do not even let them know about your discovery, because the moment they know that you have discovered them, they will find alternative ways to attack. Once the devil knows that a pastor has discovered his agents among a congregation, for instance, he will replace them with new ones. And the pastor must discover the new agent with the help of the Holy Spirit all over again. However, if the pastor keeps quiet about his or her discovery and just takes the right action as directed by the Holy Spirit to ensure they do not carry out their evil plans, there will be no damage done. When you notice witches or wizards around you, thank God for the revelation and seek his face to know the exact step to take to handle them. You must ask God for the grace to be spiritually sensitive at all times, so that beyond detecting them, you will also be able to know when they plan to execute their evil plans and what you must do to stop them. During one of the annual RCCG convention, I overheard in the spirit realm that one witch was telling another one, it is time to strike. In those days, I wasn't as mature as I am now, so I was always ready to call down fire at any time. Therefore, when I heard that, I called the witches forward, and one of them said, I didn't want to do it. It is the thing within me that is pushing me. While the other one was weeping, God set them free that day. Thank God I was sensitive to the revelation from the Holy Spirit. Beloved, you must live a life holy, dedicated to constant fasting and prayers, so you can stay sensitive to the Holy Spirit and know what to do to disarm and deal with satanic agents. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, Father, please help me to remain sensitive to you so that the enemy will not take advantage of me. In Jesus' name. Father, please help me to remain sensitive to you so that the enemy will not take advantage of me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening. If this Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalashready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to. Download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalashready.com. And it's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed and have a beautiful day today. Bye-bye.